What is Satanism?
Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. Carnal religion. Carnal, carnal, carnal religion. Satanism is thrown at Christianity altogether. Thrown at Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant. And we see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some adolescent fad.
You're talking about you pulling your kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. Child in question was said, now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress. And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words: the Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity which has all power and all of this, this can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's Satanism Today. Here's David Harris.
It certainly is. Satanism Today. Here again with you on a Tuesday evening. Glad to have you all out there listening live. If you are listening live, you can call the show, 631-458-0592. Phone number's in the chat room if you're in the chat room. You can also Skype us if you've got Skype on the old computer. The ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening in podcast land, and I know there's 15,000 of you and growing listening in podcast land, you can email the show at reverendharris@satanismtoday.net. I want to thank podcast listeners who just keep increasing week after week, downloading the show. It's fantastic. Gonna cut the show just a couple of minutes short today. Not drastically, just a minute or two, just to give me enough time to break stuff down so that I can turn around, turn on the TV. Want everyone out there listening live to put on, now, hear me out, to put on the Wii Television Network. 10 o'clock tonight. Yeah, that's right. You got to watch Wii TV tonight at 10 o'clock. You got to watch The Secret Lives of Women. It's my good friend, Priestess Heather Sines, will be featured as they do their special on Women of the Occult. And they'll be doing a special on Priestess Sines. And, of course, Reverend Moore will probably be featured as well. Good friends of the show, good friends of mine, and just neat people all around. So check that out right after this show. Turn right around, turn your TV on, and put on Wii TV, Secret Lives of Women, featuring our good friends, the Moores and the Sciences. So, is everybody ready for the end of the world?
That's great, it starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes.
That's right. Starting tomorrow, the world's coming to an end.
No,
it's not. Fucking Rory Warts. They're turning on the Hadron Collider tomorrow. Gonna blow up the planet and all kinds of happiness. No. The Hadron Collider is not going to blow up the world, people. It's not going to happen. Physicists all agree that, well, most physicists anyway, you know, pretty much agree that the experiments that are going to be performed tomorrow in Switzerland are hopefully going to teach physicists about the Higgs boson particle. So hopefully we will learn something about the Higgs boson particle. This is from MSNBC.com. Discovery or doom? Collider stirs debate. Ooh. Will the Large Hadron Collider save the world or destroy it? As the Atom Smasher at Europe's CERN Research Center is readied for its official startup on Wednesday, researchers might wish that the general public was captivated by the quest for the Higgs boson, the search for the supersymmetric particles, and even the evidence for extra dimensions. But if the feedback so far is any guide, the real headline grabber is the claim that the world's most powerful particle smasher could create microscopic black holes that some fear would gobble up the planet. That's right. Say that again, because I have no sense of timing. They fear that the microscopic black holes will gobble up the planet. There we go. The black hole scenario is even getting its day in court. Critics of the project have called for the suspension of work on the European Collider until the scenario receives a more thorough safety review, filing separate legal challenges in the U.S. Federal Court and the European Court of Human Rights. Strange case of the planet-eating black hole serves as just one example showing how grand scientific projects can lead to a collision between science fiction and science fact. The hubbub also has led some to question why billions of dollars are being spent on a physics experiment so far removed from everyday life. Michio Kaku, a theoretical physicist at the City College of New York, acknowledged that people often ask about the practical applications of particle physics. Even if physicists figure out how a particle called the Higgs boson created the property of mass in the universe, how will that improve life on Earth? That's right. People asking, what's in it for me? How is smashing particles and viewing the Higgs boson particle going to benefit my life? Oh, and Steven in the chat room says it's not the thing about Secret Lives of Women not on until next week. All right, so I'm not cutting the show short this week. I'll cut it short next week. Thank you, Steven. Quote, Sometimes the public says, what's in it for numero uno? Am I going to get better television reception? Am I going to get better internet reception? Well, in some sense, yeah, Michio Kaku said. All the wonders of quantum physics were learned basically from looking at atom smasher technology. Kaku noted that past discoveries from the world of particle physics ushered in many of the innovations we enjoy today, ranging from satellite communications and handheld media players to medical PET scanners, which puts antimatter to practical use. Quote, but let me let you in on a little secret. We physicists are not driven to do this because of better color television, he added. That's a spin-off. We do this because we want to understand our role and our place in the universe. So, that's the one thing that, and I don't fault particle physicists for wanting to know, you know, where we come from. I don't fault anyone for wanting to know where we come from. It's, for me personally, it's nothing more than a morbid curiosity. Yeah, if somebody figures it out, cool. If it never gets figured out, that's cool too. I'm quite positive that there will be some form of, some kind of practical application that I, you know, myself as an individual will find useful, just as I'm sure that there are practical uses that many of you out there will find useful if this technology comes to fruition. I'm just, I don't know enough about physics to know what those practical applications are yet. That's why I leave these kinds of things to men like Michio Kaku, men like Stephen Hawking, who we'll hear from a little bit later in the broadcast. I've got some Stephen Hawking audio talking about this whole thing. We'll let that play in its entirety, mainly because I haven't listened to it yet. If the collider's detectors turn up evidence of black holes, that would suggest that gravity is stronger on a subatomic scale than it is on the distance scales scientists have been able to measure it thus far. That, in turn, would support the weird idea that we live in a 10- or 11-dimensional universe with some of the dimensions rolled up so tightly that they can't be perceived. Some theorists say the idea would explain why gravity is so much weaker than the universe's other fundamental forces. For example, why a simple magnet can match the entire Earth's gravitational force pulling on a paperclip? These theorists suggest that much of the gravitational field is leaking out into extra dimensions. That's some trippy talk right there, my friends. Quote, it will be extremely exciting if the LHC did produce black holes, CERN theoretical physicist John Ellis said. Quote, okay, so some people are going to say, black holes, those big things eating up stars? No. These are microscopic, tiny little black holes, and they're extremely unstable. They would disappear almost as soon as they were produced. But not everyone is convinced that the black holes would disappear. Quote, it doesn't have to be that way, says Walter Wagner, a former radiation safety officer with a law degree and an overall killjoy. No, I added that. Who is one of the plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit. Despite a series of reassuring scientific studies, Wagner and others insist that the black holes might not fizzle out, and they fear that the mini singularities produced by the Large Hadron Collider will fall to the center of the Earth, grow larger, and swallow more and more of Earth's matter. Ellis, Kaku, and a host of other physicists point out that the cosmic rays in space are far more energetic than the collisions produced in the Large Hadron Collider and do not produce the kinds of persistent black holes claimed by the critics. In the most recent report, CERN scientists rule out the globe-gobbling black holes and the other nightmares enumerated in the lawsuit, even under the most outlandish scenarios. Wagner remains unconvinced, however. Quote, I don't think the knowledge we are going to acquire by doing such an experiment outweighs the risk that we are taking. If we can't quantify that risk, we need to obtain further evidence, he said. So just me, does this guy sound like a killjoy? He really does. He just sounds like a big, worrying Wally. Minus says we could place the black hole in the center of Iraq. Military applications are abundant. Black holes aren't Wagner's only worry. He is also concerned that when the collider creates a soup of free-flying quarks, some of those quarks might recombine in a hazardous way, creating a stable, negatively charged strangelet that could turn everything it touches into more strangelets. I'm really behind in my physics studying. If somebody out there could call the show and explain to me what a strangelet is, if you have any knowledge of physics, 631-458-0592, because I'm clueless. The lawsuit also suggests that magnetic monopoles, basically magnets with only a north or a south pole, but not both, could be created in the collider and wreak havoc. Physicists point out that such a phenomena have never been seen, either in previous collider experiments or in the wide cosmos beyond Earth. Quote, the experiments that we will do with the LHC have been done for billions of times by cosmic rays hitting the Earth, Ellis said. They're being done continuously by cosmic rays hitting our astronomical bodies, like the Moon, the Sun, like Jupiter, and so on and so forth. And the Earth's still here, the Sun's still here, the Moon's still here. LHC collisions are not going to destroy the planet. But how will all those collisions benefit the planet? Quote, we don't justify CERN or other big particle accelerators on the basis of spin-offs or technology transfer, Ellis said. Of course, we do have programs for that. Personally, I believe that the most important knowledge transfer we can make is by training young people who then maybe go off and do something else. I think that's probably more important than some particular technological widget that we may develop. I think the primary justification for this sort of science that we do is fundamental human curiosity, Ellis said. It's true, of course, that every previous generation that's made some breakthrough in understanding nature has seen those discoveries translated into new technologies, new possibilities for the human race. That may well happen with the Higgs boson. Quite frankly, at the moment, I don't see how you can use Higgs boson for anything useful. Kaku takes a different view. He said physicists will have to do a better job of explaining the potential payoffs if they expect taxpayers to keep covering the multi-billion dollar cost of exploring the scientific frontier. He pointed to the example of the superconducting supercollider, a project planned for Texas that would have been bigger than the Large Hadron Collider but was canceled by Congress after $2 billion had been spent. Quote, "After that cancellation, we physicists learned that we have to sing for our supper," Kaku said. "The Cold War is over. You can't simply say, 'Russia!' to Congress, and they whip out their checkbook and say, 'How much?' We have to tell people why this atom smasher is going to benefit their lives." Okay, Warlock DeVille said a strangelet is a subatomic particle that are in a similar ilk of quarks. All right. Thank you. I admit that I know nothing about physics, and I just find this whole thing interesting, and it makes me want to learn about physics. But as of right now, I'm a complete and total physics novice. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with some audio from a man who knows quite a bit about particle physics, that being Stephen Hawking. Got some audio from him from the BBC website. Stick around. You are listening to Satanism Today.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the god religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard a thousand times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Hate Speech Radio on cringehumorradio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
And what's the name of your show again?
She's on Hate Radio. Her name is Hate fucking whatever. Hate Speech. Thanks.
What was it again? Hate Speech Radio? Give them a plug for the kick farting.
Cringe humor.
Right?
CringeHumor.net.
Cringe humor radio, what?
Oh, well, that's no title for a radio show, I hope.
And what's the name of your show again?
It's Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio. How do we get there?
CringeHumorRadio.com.
All right, very good. Hate Speech Radio, right?
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's right. Let's see how long it takes XM to sue us for this one.
And what's the name of your show again?
Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on CringeHumorRadio.com. All right, everybody panic. This is the end of the world, or no, it's just Satan isn't today. I am David Harris, your host. 631-458-0592 is the phone number. You're going to talk about physics, theories of physics. Educate me, because I have no idea. The person in this house that knows about physics is lovingly preparing dinner at the moment. I'm a novice when it comes to physics. You can also Skype us. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. If you're out there listening live, you can join us in the chat room. Just go to SatanismToday.net. Log into the chat room. It's a little randy today. So since I am such a novice when it comes to physics, I'm going to defer the next, 8 minutes or so to somebody who knows quite a bit about, physics, particle physics, and the Higgs boson particle, Professor Stephen Hawking. And this audio comes from, BBC News website. So, take a listen to this.
Only 24 hours to go. At about this time tomorrow, scientists at the CERN Research Centre in Switzerland will switch on their £5 billion particle colliding machine and either destroy the planet or start learning a lot of things about the universe that we don't know yet, like how it all began. Our science correspondent, Tom Fielden, is there. Morning, Tom.
Good morning from the main control room here at CERN, where, as you say, if everything goes to plan, this time tomorrow scientists will attempt first beam to fire a stream of protons round the entire 27 kilometres of the Large Hadron Collider. It's the culmination of perhaps the most ambitious scientific experiment ever undertaken. It could solve some of our most fundamental questions about the nature of the material world. But at the best part of £5 billion and 20 years in the making, there's a lot riding on it. Not least for the Cambridge physicist Stephen Hawking, who stands to lose £100 if the LHC does spot the elusive God particle, the Higgs boson. On the other hand, he could also pick up a Nobel Prize. I travelled up to Cambridge to meet Professor Hawking with Evan Davis, who began by asking him how the experiment would resolve the gaps in our knowledge about both the very big, the cosmos, and the very small, the quantum world.
The LHC, the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, will increase the energy at which we can study particle interactions by a factor of 4. According to present thinking, this should be enough to discover the Higgs particle, the particle that gives mass to all the other particles. I think it will be much more exciting if we don't find the Higgs. That will show something is wrong, and we need to think again. I have a bet of $100 that we won't find the Higgs. Another discovery that we might make is super partners. Partners for all the particles we know, with a spin that is greater or less by half a unit. Their existence would be a key confirmation of string theory, and they could make up the mysterious dark matter that holds galaxies together. Whatever the LHC finds, or fails to find, the results will tell us a lot about the structure of the universe.
Can we just be sure at this juncture, by the way, that this Large Hadron Collider isn't going to bring an end to the planet? I know there's been some fear of that, and we know that could possibly create some small black holes. Are you sure it's safe?
The LHC is absolutely safe. If the collisions in the LHC produced a micro black hole, and this is unlikely, it would just evaporate away again, producing a characteristic pattern of particles. Collisions at these and greater energies occur millions of times a day in the Earth's atmosphere, and nothing terrible happens. The world will not come to an end when the LHC turns on.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that. Now, on the science, do you expect the LHC to end the arguments about the standard model, about the atom and what it consists of, and to tell us whether string theory has the answers? Or is there a possibility this is just going to start another argument or a set of arguments?
We don't know what we will find when we run the LHC. If we did, it wouldn't be worth spending all that time and money on doing the experiment. The most exciting result would be something we don't expect. That has often been our experience in the past, when we have pushed our studies to a new energy range.
Don't you ever worry that we may never have that satisfactory theory of everything, that perhaps the very way we frame the whole issue might be wrong?
Over time, we have managed to construct successful theories of the physical interactions, and partially unify them into the so-called standard model. It is natural to hope we can continue this process and find a completely unified theory of everything. Maybe we won't succeed, but we should certainly try.
I suppose one might say the human race is blessed by this insatiable quest to understand things, and the LHC is an example of our willingness to invest in that understanding. But a lot of people will want to know whether there are any practical advances that will come from it, at least in the scale of our lifetimes.
Throughout history, people have studied pure science from a desire to understand the universe, rather than for practical applications or commercial gain. But their discoveries have later turned out to have great practical benefits. Modern society is based on advances in pure science, that were not foreseen to lead to practical applications. It is difficult to see an economic return from research at the LHC, but that doesn't mean there won't be any.
Well, let me ask you a harder question. If you had to choose, which do you think is more important in advancing our knowledge of science and the universe, the LHC and its associated work, or the space program?
That is like asking which of my children I would choose to sacrifice. Both the LHC and the space program are vital if the human race is not to stultify and eventually die out. Together they cost less than 0.1% of world GDP. If the human race cannot afford that, it doesn't deserve the epithet human.
Well, on the science itself, it's difficult for a lot of us to comprehend this. And let me take one example, because there is a theory that suggests there is the existence of parallel universes. I'm interested in what that would mean. Would it literally mean another Stephen Hawking or an infinite number of Stephen Hawkings out there working away diligently on the same big questions about the meaning of life? Or does a parallel universe in this science mean a universe just very different to the one that we talk about when we think of universes?
According to the sum over histories idea of Richard Feynman, the universe doesn't just have a single history, as one might think, but it has every possible history, each with its own weight. A few of the histories will contain creatures like me, doing different things, but the vast majority of histories will be very different.
Implies a lot of work for historians. You yourself have joked that if the LHC creates small black holes, albeit rather short-lived ones, it could win you the Nobel Prize. Are you expecting that call from Sweden?
If the LHC were to produce little black holes, I don't think there's any doubt that I would get a Nobel Prize if they showed the properties I predict. However, I think the probability that the LHC has enough energy to create black holes is less than 1%, so I'm not holding my breath.
Well, we don't have long to wait to see the results from the Large Hadron Collider. I hope it gives you plenty of material to continue studying, and it's not long till we see whether you've won your $100 bet too. Professor Stephen Hawking, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
All right, and there you have it. There is a word from Professor Stephen Hawking regarding the Large Hadron Collider that's going to be turned on tomorrow. Some say it could lead to the Higgs boson particle. Some say it could just lead to new evidence of potential other dimensions. Some say it could destroy the planet. Will it do any of those things? I'm not the guy to ask. But these are certainly interesting times that we are living in. That we have the technology to even attempt this kind of experiment. To recreate what's been going on in space for billions of years, we've finally figured out how to do it ourselves. So, it's the ingenuity of man that caused this. It's the ingenuity of man that's going to lead to these new discoveries, and it's ultimately the ingenuity of man and man alone that's going to use this knowledge that we gain from this device to develop new technologies, exciting technologies. To find practical applications for these technologies. And we may not know what they are now. Maybe we do. Maybe there are kids out there, young physicists, who are waiting with bated breath to see what this thing yields so that they can pursue a technology that they might have been toying with, a theory that they may be attempting to expound upon. Who knows? But like I said, some interesting times that we're living in. We will have more when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Satanism Today.
House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Hate Speech Radio on cringehumorradio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
And what's the name of your show again?
She's on Hate Radio. Her name is Hate fucking whatever. Hate Speech. Thanks.
What was it again? Hate Speech Radio? You give them a plug for the kick party?
Cringe Humor, right?
Cringehumor.net. Cringe Humor Radio, what?
Oh, well, that's no title for a radio show, I hope.
And what's the name of your show again?
It's Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio, how do we get there?
CringeHumorRadio.com.
All right, very good. Hate Speech Radio, right?
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's right. Let's see how long it takes XM to sue us for this one.
And what's the name of your show again?
Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on CringeHumorRadio.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats. And, hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Thank you.
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today. And here's your host, David Harris.
That's right, Satanism Today. 631-458-0592 is the phone number if you're listening live. Or you can hit us up on Skype if you've got Skype on your computer. The ID is Satanism Today Radio. Join us in the chat room if you're listening live. Go to SatanismToday.net and hang out in the chat room. As always, the denizens of the chat room are hanging out and commenting on the LHC and commenting on a whole bunch of other things that I could discuss, but it would kind of derail the show. I want to thank Minus in the chat room for sending over a couple of MP3s of his band. That band is great. Don't know what the name of it is, but the vocals are really cool. Kind of like a mix. Guy kind of sounds like a halfway cross between Roger Waters and Johnny Lydon. Definitely very cool. Oh, it's just you. He's writing back to the chat room. Well, dude, you got a strong voice and the songs sound really good. You should definitely pursue that. Send me more, man. I'm digging it. I'll play that stuff in the breaks all day long. I think it's fantastic. If you're a band and you're out there and you want me to play your music during the breaks, send me MP3s and a scan of your Church of Satan membership card, and I'll get those on for you during the breaks too. Always looking for new music to support fellow Church of Satan members. Promote your stuff out there to the masses. 15,000 people and growing listening to the show on the podcast. It's fantastic. Thank you all for listening. Makes me very, very happy. Oh, Slesk. Send a shitload of music, he says. More than happy, my friend. More than happy to play it for you. Definitely get that on for you. So, speaking of music, have you heard this awful piece of crap? Oh, no, it doesn't want to play out of that one. All right, I'll play from here. This was never the way I planned. It's, oh, it stinks on ice. No, it's not Necronomic Christ. It's that I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry shit. It's so far from shocking, it's ridiculous. And yet, churches everywhere are going nuts about this thing, claiming it's promoting homosexuality. I could understand if churches were getting outraged about it because it's a shitty song. Although I can't lie, the video is... I like the video. The video is sexy. Can't deny that. But the song is god-awful. So listen to this. Black Lick, Ohio. That tells you something right there. Mixed feelings. That's the best way to describe how people feel about a controversial church sign that was seen at a local parish this past week. For 24 hours, the message board outside Havens Corners Church at 6696 Havens Corners Road read, "I kissed a girl and I liked it. And then I went to hell." Ugh. "I kissed a girl and I liked it. And then I went to hell." I still got the freaking song playing. It's hard to do 10 things at once when you're doing this by yourself. I need a board op. Anybody in the Long Island area wants to run my board while I do this show, give me a call. Anyway, the message refers to the chart-topping song by pop artist Katy Perry, "I Kissed a Girl." Pastor David Allison said he didn't put the sign up to draw attention to the church. Quote, "We didn't intend to get into all this, but it's become a bigger thing," Allison said. He was just very concerned about the implications of the song for teenagers and what he called a music video so suggestive it borders on pornography. That's right. Quote, if anyone's seen the video and understands how lewd and suggestive the video is for this song, it is not something young people should go towards, Allison said. He thought the message would be a loving way to remind teenagers that the Bible denounces homosexuality. So telling people that they're going to hell is a loving way to remind them that the Bible denounces homosexuality. Taking a look at the other side of the story, some people can't believe the church displayed that message so publicly. A viewer sent the local NBC affiliate a picture of the sign with the subject title, Worst Church Sign Ever. Worst church sign ever. We'll all be doomed. The sign was removed on Thursday. Pastor Allison said it was not due to outrage. He said he received volumes of support from throughout the state. Instead, he said, it was confusing to many people who called in or emailed because they didn't know what he was referring to. They were unaware of the song. Equality Ohio said their jaw dropped when they saw a picture of the sign. Quote, it was a little jaw-dropping. Who the hell wrote this article? Dan Boniface for 9news.com in Colorado is an ass. He can't come up with his own words. But it happens, and we want people to know there are more than 300 welcoming and affirming churches across Ohio, said Kim Welter of Equality Ohio. They maintain while the church is free to air their opinion on a reader board, members of the gay, lesbian, and transgender community will find more than 300 welcoming churches throughout Ohio. Allison said they do welcome the GLBT community, but believed they were engaged in sin. That's right. We're all going to be doomed because of Katy Perry and her awful lesbian song. Robert W., just to give you a heads up, I goofed. The Priestess Science thing is not going on until next week. So, you have a whole week to program your DVR, your VCR, whatever you're using. So, churches once again going after pop culture because they have nothing better to do, and they have no way of holding young people. Young people are fleeing the church in droves. And, you know, people argue you've got these other kids like, who are they? The Jonas Brothers. I think they are. These kids that wear promise rings and promise not to have sex until they're married. Get the hell out of here with that bullshit. I don't care who you are. You do not get involved in the music industry and not fuck groupies. You don't. It doesn't happen. I was in a small local band. I screwed the first groupie that came my way. And so you don't do it. So these few young pop stars were like, I'm waiting until marriage to have sex. No, you're not. You're not fooling anybody. And it's not helping your image because no one believes you. With your promise rings. All that happy horse shit. liars. All of you liars. That'll be the one time I pick up the Inquirer just to prove that I'm right. These dopey kids with their dumb promise rings get outed for the hypocrites that they really are. They're the ones that are actually doing some kind of damage to teenagers at large because they're trying to make a big deal out of sex. Sex is not a big deal. It really isn't. I mean, if you want to save yourself for, you know, the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, that's your deal. You know, that's fine. But don't get preachy about it, and don't, you know, why you gotta flaunt it? You know, someone's sex life is their business. They want to send a positive message. Ugh. There's nothing positive about that message at all. Nothing. All you're doing is teaching people to be pent up about sex. You're teaching people to, you know, keep their, you know, to not indulge in their sexual fetishes. You're teaching people that sex is something dirty, and it's not. Sex is fun. Sex is enjoyable. No. And dirty. Dirty sex is good sex. So that's my little rant about that. This stupid fucking Jonas Brothers and their promise rings. Go to hell. Get cancer. Citizen of Heaven. As we move on. Someone who claims to be a citizen of heaven. Donnie G says dirty sex makes the landlord soundproof the place. You don't know how right you are, Donnie. From the GazetteOnline.com, Marion Man claims IRS has no jurisdiction over him because he's a citizen of heaven. Marion Man has been accused of sending in a fraudulent tax return claiming a refund of all federal taxes he's ever paid because the United States is a fictional entity and he is not subject to governmental jurisdiction. Richard L. Meller, age 53, of 2175 Stratford Drive, was charged with false or fraudulent claims in an indictment unsealed Thursday in U.S. District Court. In August of 2003, Meller sent the return to the Internal Revenue Service claiming a refund for $240,009. Court records show Meller claimed the taxes were paid in error in part because the United States is a fictional entity and he is not subject to the jurisdiction of the IRS. Miller also claimed he is not a U.S. citizen. He is a, quote, citizen of heaven. If convicted, he faces a possible maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, a $100 special assessment, and 3 years of supervised release following any imprisonment. Wait till he gets his tax bill from heaven. He thinks it's bad now, says Minus in the chat room. Jay Nothing says, doesn't the Christian church say you must obey the laws of the land? They may very well. Miller appeared Thursday in federal court in Cedar Rapids and was released on bond. His trial is set for November 3rd. A case Miller brought against IRS agent Arnold Stevenson in March of 2005 after an investigation into this tax return claimed Stevenson was an agent of a foreign principal and that he would be guilty of theft if he seized Miller's money or property according to international law. The case was dismissed 2 months later. Shocking. Just, I suppose we can file this under, those crazy Christians. Guy thinks that he's not a citizen of the U.S., that he is, in fact, a citizen of heaven. And that he is not subject to the laws of the United States, and he shouldn't have to pay taxes. I have a feeling I know what the judge is going to say to him.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Celeste says, what is celestial currency anyway? Yes, angel feathers. Very good, sweetheart. He can pay his taxes in angel feathers. Yes. He can go around heaven plucking feathers from the wings of angels. The streets are paved with gold in heaven. He should have no problem just prying up a couple of bricks and handing them to the IRS. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's probably why. Just absolutely blows my mind. It really, really blows my mind how utterly, ridiculously silly some people will take their faith. You know what? And I've had this conversation with people who claim to be big Christians. And I'm sure this is a conversation most of you have had with friends of yours who may be aware of your thoughts and your beliefs and may have questioned you on them and tried to minister to you or whatever, bring you back into God's fold. I don't give a shit what works for you. If it works for you, that's fantastic. If believing in an invisible man in the sky gives you comfort, helps you sleep at night, you know what? Good for you. I'm glad it works for you. I really and sincerely mean that. I really do. But when dopes like this feel that they can use their beliefs to justify asinine thought processes like not having to pay taxes, or that the world is 6,000 years old, or that all homosexuals are condemned to hell, what you're now doing is stating that other people can't think as they wish to think. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. That's something that I take great offense to. I've never once in my life, well, maybe as a young kid, never once in my life attempted to force my beliefs on anybody. Could give a shit. I don't understand. Well, no, I take that back. I do understand, because it's written right in their book. It's written right in their book that, you know, as a Christian, part of your day-to-day activities is to go out and spread the word of God and to bring people into the fold. Bring them all into the money machine. It's a bunch of horseshit. It's a bunch of horseshit. Anyone with half a brain can see that. Anyone who can exercise any kind of rational thought can see that there really is nothing out there from a spiritual standpoint. Nothing. We're here. Maybe tomorrow we'll find out where we came from, what matter is made of, blah, blah, blah. Thanks to doctors Stephen Hawking, Michio Kaku, John Ellis, the LHC. Maybe tomorrow we'll have some answers. Maybe tomorrow some of these kooky Christians can shut the hell up finally. Stop spreading their, you know, cancerous bullshit to the rest of us. Because I'm tired of hearing it, and I know you are too. So maybe tomorrow when they turn on that particle collider, we'll get some answers, and we'll know a little bit more about this thing. And if we don't, not going to change the way I think and feel. I seriously doubt it'll change the way that you think or feel. And if we do get some answers, I seriously doubt it will change the way that most Christians think or feel, because they cling so tightly to those beliefs that they could stare straight into the face of incontrovertible evidence and they would still sit there and tote their God. You know what? Let them. Let them live in their ignorance. As long as they leave me the hell alone. That's it. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. If you've enjoyed the program and you want to learn a little bit more about Satanism, the Church of Satan, and the beliefs, tenets, and philosophies therein, you can log on to the Church of Satan website, www.churchofsatan.com. Or you can run on down to your local bookstore, pick up a copy of The Satanic Bible by Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey, available in fine Avon paperback. While you're there, get yourself a copy of The Satanic Scriptures by our current high priest, Peter H. Gilmore, available from Scapegoat Publishing, www.scapegoatpublishing.com. It's a fine, fine extension of satanic philosophy. I want to thank the sponsors of the show, particularly Evening Eclipse Candles, for making the studio smell pretty. If you would like to advertise on Satanism Today, you can write to the show at advertising@satanismtoday.net. Promote your business and help support this show, because without advertisers, I'm playing poker on Tuesday nights. Trying to make money. That's about going to do it for me. Tune in tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. for Marconi's Regret, featuring the lovely and vivacious Heather Height on Rockland World Radio, rocklandworldradio.com. Check out Hate Speech Radio on cringehumorradio.com, Sunday nights at 8. Keep tuned to all of our MySpace pages for all information on all the fine Harris Media podcasts. And, yeah, that's about it. Have a good night, all. Till we speak again, hail Satan. Satanism Today is copywritten 2008 by yours truly on behalf of Harris Media. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this particular piece of audio is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Good night, all.